This is a dictation for Nathaniel Flemister. N like Nancy, A, T like Tom, H like Harry, A-N-I-E-L, Nathaniel. Last name is Flemister, F-L-E-M, I-S, T like Tom, E-R. Date of birth, 3/13/1972. Date of accident, 12/27/2023. Date of service, 7/9/2024. Mr. Nathaniel Flemister presents himself with a here for the first visit. He was referred by his physical therapist for evaluation. His pain started on 12/27/2023. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right shoulder, left shoulder, right hip, left knee, and left leg, and radiation to both buttocks and the left leg, and headaches. The patient alleges that all of these symptoms are as a result of an automobile accident. Here, he describes as follows. At around 8:30 to 9 p.m., patient was walking on Greenfield and Plymouth out of the McDonald's parking lot as a pedestrian. A car on Plymouth Road turned left to avoid a red light and entered into the parking lot, hitting him while he was walking. The car hit him into his right side. He fell on the left side and back. He banged his head. He reported that the car was around 20-25 miles an hour, and there was a loss of consciousness for almost 10 minutes. It was a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and he laid on the sidewalk. His daughter, he called his daughter, who has all the pictures. He banged his head into the pavement, left shoulder, left hip into the pavement. Police report was filed, and the patient has been requested to bring the police report. He reported that he went to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, where he was there for 12 hours. X-rays were all negative. CT scan was not done. Mr. Presenting Illness, patient reports of headaches, which are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they last 4 to 5 hours. Usually they are in the front and back only, moderately to severe, and they are sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, and no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura. Symptoms of TBI, patient is reporting dizziness, ringing in the ear off and on. Dizziness is off and on without any vertigo. No loss of consciousness. There is a loss of balance without loss of equilibrium. No seizures, no loss of memory or forgetfulness, no disorientation or confusion. No lack of focus. Patient has occasional nightmares and blurred vision without any spots in the vision or loss of vision field. He has a problem with the taste where salt is not tasting right, but smell is okay. No TMJ problem is reported, and no incontinence of the urine or bowel. No seizures. And he has no subtle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic. And some numbness and tingling is reported to the left leg, left buttock. He can sleep 5 hours. He can walk up to half a block with some pain. He can sit for half an hour. Standing is for half an hour with no problem. Denies any lightheadedness, weakness, or any incontinence of the urine or bowel. He has history of pain in the neck, which is 8. Mid-back pain is 8. Lower back pain is 9. Occasional radiation reported to the left buttock and left leg, but sometime into the right side as well. He has pain in the neck, occasionally affecting upper arms, but not the hands and fingers. He has a pain in both the shoulders. Right shoulder pain is reported to be 8. Left shoulder pain is affected 9. Both the shoulders he can lift up to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and denies any numbness, tingling of the hands or fingers. Mild pain in the right hip to the tune of 8, but he is able to walk. Some pain in the left knee to the tune of 7, but he is able to walk. on them. All of these pains are reported to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, sharp, punishing, cruel, heart-burning, and tender. 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected. 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, walking, and improved by nothing except medications. The previous x-rays and medical record patient reporting Sinai Grace Hospital has the initial information about his accident. He could not see a doctor because he had no case from the Hanover, and State of Michigan MSCP had not been approved, so he could not see any doctor. He only got this claim last month, and now he is able to come for treatment. He had only one episode of physical therapy. He also reports of a previous motor vehicle accident in 2015, where he was rear-ended and was hit into the back of the car. As a restrained driver, he had surgery 6 months, 2 months later, where he had operation to his lower back with the fusion of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. He had 6 epidural injections to the lumbar and 2 epidural injections to the cervical at the time. And please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment status. He's a mechanic, legal history, and personal history. And ADLs, please review the records. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 141 over 80. Pulse is 62. Pulse ox is 100. 52-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition alert oriented. Height is 5'5". Weight is 140. The patient is alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinesthesia. And sitting comfortably without any severe distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient has a normal hydration, nourishment, normal attitude, demeanor, normal dress and hygiene. Patient is able to walk reasonably without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin mentioned that there is an old scar 6 inch long in the lower back, L1 to L5 for the previous surgery on the lumbar spine, and there is an old scar 1 inch C567 for the midline for the cervical spine surgery in 2015. Other than that, rest of the exam, neurological examination are normal, musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, once again on inspection, there is a scar 6 inch long in the L1 to L5 midline and 1 inch scar at C567 midline for previous surgery. On palpation, there are no scoliosis, kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is from L1 to L5 bilaterally. And bilateral SI joint is tender. Hypertonicity is 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The cervical spine forward flexion is 40, extension 40, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test is negative. The distraction test was not tested because of the previous surgery, and Sotoal test and myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, Rooster slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski Pernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees bilaterally. Control lateral leg rest test is positive bilaterally, and Babinski sign is negative. The Kemp test is negative. Zegar test is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender, with positive Faber test and Gonsalon test. and negative ELA compression, negative distraction test, and negative standing flexion test. The extremities examination is as follows. Both the shoulders are reported to be in pain at this time, including right hip and left knee. Their examinations are dictated separately. But other than that, the area of both elbows, both hands, and the left hip, right knee are completely normal with normal motor power, normal reflexes, normal, and they're warm to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. The range of motion of all of these joints as discussed is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancies noticed, gait is normal. The examination of the both shoulders and right hip and left knee will be discussed in the next visit. Thank you.